Part 2. Ben Urich on a Saturday night. Ambling quickly down the street, a blur in his favorite powder blue seersucker. He's flipping a dime as he walks. Heads. He always bets on heads and is correct about half the time. Whistling a doo-wop confection that's always on the radio in the coffee shop where he eats his breakfast, where he folds his newspaper into tight squares to better peruse the sports pages. It's late, but not too late. He notices that the big shows are starting to let out, vomiting dandy citizens and intrepid tourists onto the sidewalk from brightly lit lobbies. It's not too late. He looks at his watch, and celebrations coalesce in his mind, festivities to be groped and devoured once he picks up an advance copy of his cover story at the office. O'Connor's? He'll have to spend half an hour explaining what the story's about before the inebriated inspectors start buying him drinks, not to mention the fact that the Saturday shift is a generally surly bunch, swollen with career ne'er-do-wells, men of little ambition who sweat out their days looking at the calendar for their retirement date. Tough crowd. Plus, the place isn't that cheerful. It's downright depressing. Plus, he has no idea how amenable they'll be to the prospect of an intuitionist black box, especially after a few hours of the bottom shelf. The flamingo is starting to jump at this time of night, and that colored band they got on Saturdays is just what he wants in mood music. Sex music. The music, a few Boilermakers, and a present from Lady Luck at the bar. Easily impressed bottle blondes who won't ask many questions, legal secretaries and torpedo bras, the odd beautician. Heads. This is my city, my night. She was talkative enough after she'd had enough Violet Marys. Suspicious at first when he pressed her too early for details about her job at United Elevator Company, him being a notorious muckraker at the biggest trade journal there is, Lift Magazine. He put on his 100-watt smile and waved his index finger at the waiter when the drinks ran dry. Keep him coming. He told her he didn't mean to make her uncomfortable. He was just asking about her work. It sounded so interesting. She blushed and drained her Violet Mary.